My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Randy. A little bit of developing news from the 49ers. We already know about the Trent Williams stuff, yeah. And obviously Brandon Ayuk late last week. The 49ers also have reportedly, and this comes from Field Yates of ESPN, restructured the contract of wide receiver Deebo Samuel, creating even more cap space for this season. $16.4 million in cap space created by this Deebo Samuel restructure. You pair that along with the Trent Williams deal, which also saved a little bit of money for this year, and they might have close to like $60 million in cap space for this season
alone. They have number one in the NFL now. Can someone help? Like, I get it, but I think, can we break this down for the audience a little bit? Like, what does that mean, quite frankly, not just for now, but the future and Brock Purdy? Because it feels like that's what this is largely about.
Right.
Right?
Yes. I'm just reading that he was scheduled to make 20.9 in base with 28.6 million on the cap hit. So if it's a restructure that frees up 16.4, that tells me that the $28 million cap hit portion of that was transferred into a signing bonus that he just gets, like everyone else is getting cash. So Deebo now gets cash.
Right, but what? Like,
more cash up front.
But why are the Niners doing this?
To create more cap room that they can bring with them in next year.
Yeah, right.
And then take that rolls, cap room
it rolls
the year
over.
After.
Because,
exactly.
Yeah, in the future, if you look at the contracts that they are signing, they're actually in great cap space this year, but not next year. But I know that a lot of this rolls over, and sure, so a lot of this is about Brock Purdy, and that makes a whole lot of sense. But I actually have no worries about that.
Yeah.
None. I have the same number of Brock Purdy worries as I do Trent Williams. I think that this is pretty easy. And I know that we're going to have a season-long conversation about what Brock is worth. And people will talk about it and think about it. And some of you out there, you know, we did a whole thing on Friday about how the way Brock looks and the way he talks, it makes people think that he's just going to accept less because it's just such a nice little guy.
Sure.
He's just middle America.
Oh, yeah.
Right? The wedding on the beach. And there's no way he'd go demand a contract. He's too nice for that, which is like dripping with all kinds of sort of circumstantial odd things that,
yes,
I don't even really want to get into. Like, Brock's going to have an agent and Brock's going to twist somebody's arm if they make him because Trevor Lawrence makes $55 million a year and Brock's better, period. End of sentence, no debating, no arguing. I don't care when the two of them were drafted, one first, one last.
But if he takes 45, Mark, then you might be able to keep a better team around him, thereby ensuring that Brock could still be good. Because, well, if Brock gets 60 and you say bye-bye to all these guys around him, well, now Brock's not very good anymore.
Yeah, great. So
that's the narrative.
Which I
reject. Less for your own good.
I reject the narrative. He's a good quarterback. I think he thinks he's a good quarterback. If he has another good year this year, there's not really going to be a whole lot to discuss. But the reason what you just brought up, Grandy, is so interesting to me, that's where my mind has been for the last 2 weeks. Not Brock, Deebo. And that's why I had such a hard time with the Ayuk thing. And we'll play for you here in a sec what Ayuk said, because it was important today. And I think that it might go a little ways in recovering the relationship that we've all asked, is it damaged? Play it for you in a sec. But my mind's been on Deebo the whole time. I don't like, during this negotiation, how it sounded from many like Debo's old. He ain't old. He's not anywhere near. He's 28. That's not old. He's younger than Christian right. McCaffrey. Like, he has.
But you said before that it was going to be Brandon or Debo right. when they got to the end of this upcoming year.
And that's my concern.
And this, I think, helps to allay some of that concern.
Which is why that's what I'm bringing up.
Yeah.
That's, to me, my thought in the Brandon deal is, even though it's been reported that Brandon and Debo are not going to both be on this team at a high salary next year, I hope that's wrong.
What I think that I this would be wrong. This would be a way, I think, to reduce Debo's salary for next year, but guarantee more of it. And that's where, you know, you pay him more now and he gets more this year in upfront guarantees, and then whatever's left next year, that's the last year under contract. So whatever's left next year, he might rework that or get an extension after this season to rework that deal, because you probably won't have him going on that final year.
Sorry, Dibs. I would also say, if the majority of his contract for this year, salary for this year, has now been converted into a signing bonus, which is generally how this sort of thing works, yeah. I would imagine, personally, that means he's less likely to be traded midseason, that's for sure, because
damn right.
you've already paid him for essentially his entire contract.
I didn't buy that anyway. The only idea, Debo's not going to get traded unless something goes horrifically wrong. The Niners are not giving away good players unless they're like, they're at the deadline and they're 3-7 or something like that.
And even less so now, because you've already paid what his salary is going
Correct.
To be.
Yeah. The Niners ain't ducking out. Like, that would mean that like five of their players all got absolutely horribly hurt. Like, or just something is just completely sideways with this season. I do not see that. But my thing is, I want Debo Samuel on this team more than one more year. I don't think he's anywhere near done. I know the injury risk, all that stuff. I get it.
Yeah, you just don't know how the year is going
to
go.
No, of course. But I'm not ready to just submit, because that was kind of the idea. You sign Brandon to 30, then this is the last year of Debo. I'm not. I hope that's not the case.
Well, the cap it was 28.6, and so they've created 16.4 million in cap space. Maybe that's spread over the 2 years. So perhaps he goes from a $28 million cap hit now down to about 22, and he gets a bunch of cash up front and a signing bonus to make him happy.
Perfect. If everybody's happy, then we're happy.
Then you're happy.
Well, and I'm not, and I get it if you are, but I'm not someone who just goes, it's only about this year. It's just not for me. Like, you know what I mean? Especially these guys who have been drafted and developed here. I don't know. Don't athletes mean something to you? I don't want to just toss Debo out because it was time and it was Brandon's turn and all of that. I'm not ready for that. That's just where my mind's on it at the moment. Then, again, the other thing is possible, which is that the 49ers, on an annual basis, because they're such a big deal, they're such favorites, and they've been so interesting and damn it, so close, but can't get over the top, they've built a situation where we feel so much stress and anxiety that is unfounded. Like, let me paint a picture for you. We get to next offseason. Brock does get a new deal. Debo's not going anywhere. Everybody is still on the team, well beyond. And we look back at all of this hand-wringing over all of these contracts and hopefully learn the lesson, stop stressing. Stop stressing. The Niners have been and continue to be kind of next level at this. And maybe everybody will stay together as long as you want them to. Anyway, we can get more on this coming up next. We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. 888-957-9570. Let's circle back to the question we've been trying to answer, which is, what kind of season do you think the Niners are going to have now that we've got a clearer picture? And Doc Pandy is going to jump in here with a Pearsall update next on Willard and Dibs.
And I cannot wait, Mark, until
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.